I need you to recycle your pain. Because what you're going to discover as you're going towards your dream, and as you're going towards your goal, there are going to be so many people that come up against you, so many obstacles, so many trials, so many tribulations. And when people ask me, E.T., like for real, E., I know you can give me 20 things that you've done to help yourself to become successful. But E.T., I just need like one or two. Can you give me one or two? And one of the things I tell people is I outlasted the pain. I outlasted the pain. When I was sleeping in those abandoned buildings, I kept telling myself, one day you'll be a homeowner. Every time I walked into that abandoned building, I told myself that this might be your current circumstances, but this will not be how the story ends. All you have to do, E.T., is to survive today. Survive today. I knew that I would not be a high school dropout for the rest of my life. I knew I got to get through this one day. And so every single day when I wake up homeless, one day. Every single day when I woke up in that abandoned building, one day. One day is going to be E.T.'s day, but that day can't come if I give up today. So every single day when I woke up, I kept telling myself, today might not be the day, but soon it will be my day and I will recycle my pain. What will you do with your pain? Will you let it break you or will you let it redefine you?
I will not go down that way. I choose to fight back. I choose to rise, not fall. I choose to live, not die.
You keep standing. No matter how rough the sea, you keep standing. No matter what, you don't give up. You keep standing.
This is not time to quit. We might be discouraged, but we're not defeated. This is not our time to give up. We thrive in the disappointment. We thrive under problems. We thrive under stress. That's what we do. We are acquainted with sorrow. We are acquainted with grief, but we rise.
You're going to have some hard times. There are going to be difficulties. Eric, things are not going the way I planned. If success was easy, everybody would do it.
When you get knocked down, and you're going to get knocked down. When you run into some roadblocks, and you're going to run into them. When you have some setbacks, you can always be able to bring yourself back in knowing if someone has done it, it's possible that I can do it. It's necessary, ladies and gentlemen, when you're working on your dream, that you learn how to handle rejection. That you become empowered by it. That don't let it stop you. Most people, when they hear no or they're rejected, it takes their power away. And they become discouraged. They lose their spirit. They lose their energy. They stop. No, no. I can tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's necessary to face a lot of rejection, a lot of no's. I don't have any college training. I don't have any credentials. It was necessary that I face a lot of rejection, a lot of laughter, a lot of no's in order to get here. It was necessary that I face that. And I'm saying to you, when you're facing those rejections day in and day out, don't say, I had a bad day today. Say, I had a character building day. No guts, no glory. You've got to be willing to face rejection and no again and again and again. Defeat again and again and again. And every time life knocks you down, you jump up and say, it's not over until I win.